We're going to follow the sale of some counterfeit headphones and learn why buying knockoffs online is so easy. It often comes down to two words, Chinese banks. NPR's Arthi Shahani explains.
Say you want to buy Beats by Dre headphones. You don't want to pay Beats by Dre prices. Type in the brand name and add words like cheap, super sale.
So that's kind of a signal to the counterfeiters probably that you're looking for a deal.
I'm online shopping with Damon McCoy, a computer scientist at New York University. While it doesn't take a PhD to find knockoffs, McCoy is leading a small investigation into how the counterfeit good trade works. Let's start with marketing. On the third page of our Google search,
Beats by Dre Cyber Monday.
That's in the big blue letters. What's a little harder to spot beneath that?
Beneath that, you can see, right, dovermuseum.org.
Which is what I associate with Beats by Dre.
Right, exactly.
Dover Museum got hacked, and now this nonprofit based in New London, Iowa, is unknowingly in the business of selling knockoff headphones. It's tricky because if you type in their address directly, you get their legit site. The counterfeiters just hijacked the shell of that site, the part that talks to Google search.
And some code has been inserted so that it can be used to redirect visitors to these counterfeit websites.
Call it guerrilla advertising. We click and land on a very professional-looking page. No typos or neon signs screaming fake. The product that catches my eye is a Beats by Dre Hello Kitty edition. McCoy says oftentimes counterfeiters get creative, mash up brands. But in this case,
East Coast where you at, just got to New York. Like
turns out the mashup is really a thing. It's even got an official store commercial, which you're hearing, where Hello Kitty jet sets around the world with her Dr. Dre headphones. Back to the investigation. It costs $69 on this site instead of $149.95. I thought it would be cheaper, like 10 bucks. McCoy explains.
They just want to make it cheap enough that you think that you're getting a deal and that it still might be the real product.
I take out my Visa card to buy.
Add to cart.
Free shipping, VeriSign secured.
Yes, they like putting lots of security labels all over their website to give people a sense that, right, it's a legitimate site.
Counterfeits used to be a cash business. The internet has changed that. And about 2 years back, luxury brands, the companies being knocked off, contracted McCoy to follow the money. He made more than 300 knockoff purchases using Visa, and he found
97% of them have linked back to three major Chinese banks.
Counterfeiters had merchant accounts with these leading banks.
Bank of China, the Communication Bank in China, and the Agricultural Bank of China.
And when luxury brands complained to Visa, McCoy says, Visa then complained to the banks, the banks shut down the accounts, and the companies popped right back up, often with the exact same web address at the exact same bank. An internal Visa document obtained by NPR indicates that Visa is fining banks that process illegal transactions, starting at $5,000 and up to $200,000 for repeat offenders. But McCoy says Visa can't push the issue too hard.
They're put in a difficult position, right? On one hand, they have the luxury brand holders that are mad.
And on the other hand, these banks have tons of legitimate business and give Visa access to a huge market. The luxury brands who contracted McCoy declined to be named publicly, risk damaging their reputation. A lawyer who represents them had to decline an interview because, he says, his clients would not grant him permission to even describe the problem. Visa and Apple, which owns Beats by Dre, declined to talk too. The Chinese merchant banks did not respond to our inquiry. NPR was able to find one victim in this global supply chain who would speak.
One thing you need to know about, we are a very small museum. We have no staff. We are all volunteers.
Virginia Ekstrand is with that nonprofit, the Dover Museum. When NPR emailed to inform them that they'd gotten hacked.
The first thing that I did was check and verify that you were a real person actually working for NPR.
She then spent the weekend scouting the internet, trying to understand what happened. Ekstrand figures there are lots of groups like hers.
If I were hacking, I'd find a bunch of these little bitty places that don't have any professional help.
The company that hosts her website didn't see a problem at first. After repeated calls, they finally spotted it, she says, and recommended the site be taken down immediately until it gets fixed. Arthi Shahani, NPR News.